Blog Talk Radio.
Beginning of the week for greatness, for blessings, for everything that we had made it through the week and the weekend. So, happy Father's Day to the fathers out there. I hope every father had a beautiful weekend. A great weekend for the fathers and the fathers that took in children, you know, that doesn't belong to them and still gave them that father figure. Blessings to the fathers that are very active in their children's lives and do so much for our children, because it takes a village to raise children. And when we raise our children with that strong man structure in the home, or just having that man around to, you know, be there for the children, it's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. Everything of being a father is a very beautiful experience for the fathers that, you know, just love their children and love their families and love what they're doing. It is a blessing. And today I want you to breathe with me. I want you to inhale. Exhale all the stress and the tension from out your body. Breathe in with me again. Breathe out. We breathe in wonderfulness. We breathe in greatness. We breathe in beauty. And exhale it out back to the universe. And let it take all of everything that is holding us down. Or we're just having a beautiful day and letting Mother Nature fill us with her greatness. And I want you to breathe in with me again, deeply. Hold it and exhale. Focus on that breathing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in with me. Breathe out. So right now I'm making my tea. As always, I'm making my Hippolytics tea. It is such a tongue twister, but I'm making my tea. And what it says on it, it says, "Beauty is not caused. It is," by Emily Dixon. And what my interpretation of beauty is not caused, it is. beauty is something that's within us, within ourselves. Beauty is accepting the ugly, accepting the flaws, accepting you for what and who you are as a person, and seeing what needs to be changed to better who you are. And when you find that beauty that's inside of you, that is how you make that beauty, because you can be beautiful on the outside, but be ugly on the inside. So you're able to make yourself beautiful on the inside. So today I want you to just, if you're outside walking and you're listening, intake the nature or the surroundings around you and look at what's going on around you. Or if you're at home, turning your TV off, you know, turn on a little bit of, you know, music that is humbling for yourself, or just sit in a quiet place. I just want you to focus on your breathing while you inhale, exhale. If you're outside, inhale that wonderful air, that fresh air, and breathe out. Breathe in. If you're sitting at home and you have candles lit, smell the candles that is lit. Exhale. Breathe in with me deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are beautiful. You are what makes you, you. You are unique in many ways. You were born with a purpose and a likeness and a gift to be given to the world. I want you to focus on your breathing while I speak to you and give you yoga assessments to do while I speak to you. I want you to center yourself, or if you're outside walking, keep walking. But if you're home and you're in your quiet zone and you're in your space and you're in your zone, I want you to center yourself. I want you to center yourself. I want you to lay down on your back in a corpse position, and I want you to lay down and close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Focus on the now and what's going on, letting go of whatever is going on or was going on, or if you are having a bad day, or you just want to let go of that tension, that stress, let it go. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And while you're in corpse pose, I want you to continue on feeling yourself
melting into the floor. I want you to feel yourself your body melt into the earth, because you are the earth. You are one with the earth. So while you're laying down, focus on your breathing. Focus on your body melting into the ground. I want you to clear your clear your head. Anything. Because while you're in corpse pose and you're closing your eyes and your thoughts are running rapidly of so much of what's going on, I want you to let go of that monkey mind and feel yourself, feel you and who you are. And while you're in corpse pose, I want you to rise up in a seated position with your legs still extended. And I want you, while you're sitting up, I want you to raise your hands over your head and give yourself a deep stretch. Give yourself a really deep stretch while you reach your arms over your head. Reach deeply and go into the left. Go to the right. And while you're doing this, focus on your breathing. Focus on how you're breathing while you're extending your arms and extending them and sitting up with your spine extended straightly and your shoulders being relaxed, because the world or whatever is heavy on our shoulders because we carry it there. We're so tense in our shoulders and in our backs and in our lower backs that we have this pain that we build up from the stress and the depression or whatever is going on. So it's being built in your body and it needs to be released, because it does not serve you a purpose. It is not meant for your body to feel like that, because you are great. And while you're in your position, I want you to come into downward dog. Downward dog, I want you to make sure that you tuck in your belly button while you're doing your downward dog. So when you're in your downward dog, I want you to stand up, give yourself a long stretch, bend over, and then extend yourself. I want you to extend the position. While you're in this position and your belly is tucked in, I want you to continue on focusing on your breath while you're in this position. And just let go of whatever is going on up in the shoulders and your back, and let it go from your feet on up. Just let that tension go. And while you're in this position, I want you to go down to Cobra. Cobra is you extend your body up as you're doing Cobra. So you're laying on your stomach and you're extending your upper body up. You're pushing your arms up and your shoulders are not going to be near your ears. You are relieving that stress that's in your shoulders. So you're letting that all go. You're letting it all go. You're relieving it. You're stretching your lower back out. And you're relieving that stress out that does not or should not be there. While you're in this position, I want you to breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. You are great. You are wonderful. You are made with a purpose. You are here for a reason. And while you're in the cobra pose, I want you to get into child's pose. Child's pose is when you have your knees tucked in. When you extend yourself, you bow your head on the floor to have your head, forehead touching the floor and your arms extended in front of you. And while your arms are being extended in front of you, and I want you to continue on focusing on your breath. And while I go into the next part of my the reasons of meditation while you're in child's pose, and I'm just going to say a few, and then we're going to go into the next position. While in meditation, you have to accept that suffering exists. It's okay for us to go through so many trials and tribulations. We go through these things, these temporary things, and we learn from them. But while learning, you have to still accept it. It is hard to accept many things in life. It's hard to accept somebody close to you passing away. It is hard to accept that you should no longer be with a person that doesn't serve you, or that friendship isn't serving you any purpose, that is negative, or even letting go of negative family members. You let these things go, but you accept that it's in our lives, and we accept to let it go because it gives us, it has our minds running, or it's not doing us well in our lives. So while you're in your child's pose and you're focusing on your breathing, I want you to rise up back on your knees, and I want you to extend your arms to the right, over your head, and really stretch that arm. I want you to do the same to the left. I want you to extend it over your head while you're extending. And while you're extending your arm and you're on your knees, I want you to sit there and I want you to just focus again on your breathing. I want you to breathe in with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And while we are focusing on our breathing, meditation techniques and wisdom clean the mirror of the mind. We need to also practice morality to lead an ethical life. We are more able to destroy the habits of greed, ignorance, and hatred. Wisdom is gained by hearing, learning, and contemplating and thinking importantly by meditating. Through meditation, we overcome the ignorant or incorrect doing of ourselves in all of phenomena. We focus. And we clean our mind out. And we get rid of the habits, bad habits that we have within ourselves. It does not take overnight, just like with anybody with drug addiction or depression or any of those things that we suffer in our daily lives. We have to accept that this is what happens and that now it's time to have a solution to cure it. So while you're sitting an easy pose and you're sitting on your knees, I want you to rise up and tree pose and extend yourself. I want you to really extend yourself while you're standing up. I'm just going to give you easy poses because I know we're not really face-to-face to really give it, you know, the deep yoga. We're going to continue on meditating. And while you're into sun salutation, I want you to really just focus on yourself being grounded. Because a lot of times, we're not grounded. We're so busy being everywhere. Because you are grounded. So, as you're in tree pose, and you're still focusing on your breathing, and not focus on the thoughts that's wandering in your head, I want you to just focus on your body and your mind. While you're in tree pose, I want you to get back into easy pose, sitting down and focusing back on your breathing. I don't want to do nothing too hard, just something easy, because I know, you know, maybe a lot of people don't really know how to get in certain positions or understand certain positions, but we're still going to continue on meditating and focusing on our greatness, focusing on the benefits of how we take care of ourselves on the inside and not just on the outside. And when we start fixing ourselves on the inside, things start to change within yourself and around you because you're changing your eating habits and you're eating healthier. You're changing certain routines or you're getting back to working out, you know, giving your body appreciation because it's needed. Getting back to you and having that selfish time and moment. Because everyone needs that selfish time and moment to focus on what's going on with self. When you're fixing your insides, you might want to detox yourself. So I'm going to give you guys some advice on detoxing the inside of your body. And when you're detoxing, you're letting go of, you're detoxing all the toxics that's inside your body. You're flushing it all out. So I want you to start, like in the morning, when you have a morning detox and you wake up, don't just go straight to eating breakfast. I want you guys to drink lemon water or just drink water, room temperature. And let it flow through your body, because when you're letting it flow through your body, you're flushing everything that doesn't deserve your body any purpose. It takes time, it takes a journey when you're detoxing your body and letting go of those toxins that's making you think a certain way, feel a certain way, not have so much energy. And while you take your detox, I want you to also make some tea, something warm to, you know, push those toxins out your body, let it go out throughout your body, because when you have toxins on the inside, it comes out with your actions and the way that you act. And when you feed your body toxins, when you don't feed your body toxins and you start to change certain ways, certain old habits that you had with eating a lot of sugars that don't serve you, or, you know, just indulging a lot of alcohol or smoking cigarettes. This takes a journey. It is not an overnight process for you to detox this toxicness out of you. And when you're letting those things go, you start to see yourself transforming and your attitude or just you within yourself is changing. It takes baby steps. You know, just drinking your water throughout the day, staying hydrated, eating your fruits throughout the day. And when you are starting to take a step, when you start to take a step, just one step can lead to greatness. Just one step leads to greatness. It is a step forward instead of a step backwards. You may fail sometimes. You may not succeed today, but tomorrow you will succeed greatly. Keep pushing yourself to greatness because you are great. You're made for greatness. We have to accept that things is not an easy road. We have to accept that. And when you accept that things are not an easy road, things become a little bit easier. You don't have to focus on trying to be happy, trying to be loved, because you are happy, you are loved, you are light. This is who you are within yourself. Keep working on you for the betterment of you, because nobody can't constantly be over your shoulders telling you what you should and should not do. You have to accept that certain things, you know, it can't fill you. It can't give you that energy. And while you're also, so while you're, you know, understanding the liquid of taking these herbs, I want you to also put ginger, raw ginger, lemon, while you're making tea. Because sometimes I feel as though most of the times, more natural teas help, you know, the body detox. And I want you to at least, you know, take your time out your day to, you know, be active and move your body. You don't want to continue on just letting your body wither because of your low energy and what you're feeding your body to give you that low energy. So while we're about to go into break, I want you to think of these things and how you would like to change the way that you're feeding your body and feeding your mind. I want you to think about these things while we go into break. Break. Everybody hear me? So while you're focusing on the intakes or certain stuff that you feed your body, I just want you to think of the amount of sugars that you eat or the juices or sodas that you intake. You notice that it drowns you, including, the soul food that we were conditioned to eat. But if you think about it, we get sleepy eating those types of foods. You have to be careful and mindful of what you feed your body, what you feed your mind, because you can feed your mind lots of toxic and be a very toxic person. You're not meant to be that way. We are not meant to be that way. So focus on your eating habits and what you're feeding your body. Focus on the people that's around you, because there's some that feed your mind, and then there's those that feed you toxicness in your mind. You do not want to be around that type of energy, of negative energy. Because when you continue on eating it, you know what I'm saying? That's when depression, that's when anxiety, that's when tension, that's when anger, hatred is being built up within yourself, and you want to give it to others that's around you, close to you. No, it's time to let go of whatever toxic is around you and let that go. Because all they're doing is giving you toxic and continue on giving it to the world. And the world is already toxic. It is time for us to be mindful of many things that we do. So while we get into break, I want you to think of what is toxic and not serving you or feeding you spiritually, mentally, and physically. So please focus on that while we go into break.
Around my neck, I'm taking my freedom.
We're back while I'm sipping on my feet and jamming to some Jill Scott. That's my girl. Living my life like it's golden, 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 golden. Yes. That's my song. I love me some Jill Scott, y'all. But, you know, back on topic. If there's any callers, press that one. Come by with your girl, you know, because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling good. And I'm feeling love. I'm feeling love. So we have a caller. We got a caller.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great.
Hello. How are you? I'm doing great.
Awesome. Good. You actually have two callers on here together for you.
Yes.
Oh.
It's Carolyn.
Not
it's Carolyn and Alicia too.
Yes.
We had to call
you. Yes.
So we are calling in to shout you out on your show, to congratulate you again once again on your show, and
Woo-hoo.
Keep doing some great things for WPGR.
Thank you. I love
yes,
y'all.
Yes,
y'all my
yes,
family.
Yes.
Y'all my family. I really do love y'all.
We love you too. That's why we had to call in and just let you know we appreciate, you know, today's segment about, you know, self-love, especially during this time, you know.
Absolutely.
With everything
yeah.
going on in the world, in the social media, in the news. So we were like, you know,
yeah.
let's just go ahead and show this girl some love.
Absolutely. Correct. Yeah. So how's
yes.
it going with you?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And everything going on.
Everything is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? When you look at yourself and you know that it could have been, you know, worse or have a worse day, and you know that you're blessed at the end of it, I am feeling beautiful.
Well, that's good. That's awesome. Yeah, so we just wanted to
yes.
hop on in here before your show ended and give you some kudos and to keep doing what you're
thank
doing.
Thank you.
You're
Say
welcome.
It again.
No, I said we just want to give you some kudos, so thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart because, you know, a lot of people just sometimes need that uplifting. Everybody needs that uplifting and needs that. You know, that support. And when you have that support and that love and that uplifting, that's when things even start to prosper. You know what I'm saying? You start to realize
mm-hmm.
a lot about yourself and start to, you know, really give yourself that self-love. So I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Thank
We're
you.
We're going Bye. To the next call. Okay. Bye-bye. We're going to the next caller. Hello? Okay. Well, there's no more callers. I appreciate my team. Love y'all. So... Yes, when you know, when you do give yourself that self-love and you have that support system to give you, you know, that encouragement that you need, because you never know, you know, who may be listening. You never know who may be watching, but they're watching you. They're listening to you. You might not need that recognition, but guess what? Someone is watching and someone is listening. And that's all that matters. And that's what's going on today. See, a lot of people say, well, maybe this protesting is not doing nothing or our voices is not being heard. But guess what? No matter what, someone is listening to you. It's either going to be someone who wants to put you down, or there might be someone that wants to uplift you. and you have to keep going in your journey on, and giving yourself that pat on the back. And while we're almost close to the end, I want you to focus back on your breathing again. Focus back on letting go of your monkey-minded and having your mind wander. I want you to focus on you. I want you to breathe in with me deeply. And I want you to let it go. I want you to breathe in with me again. And I want you to let it go. Breathe in deeply and let it go. Let go of that tension. Let go of that hatred. Let go of that greed. Let it go. Because it does not serve you. It does not let you move on to the next. Don't let it weigh you down. Don't let it weigh you down. Be lifted from this. Be grateful and be mindful. Especially be mindful. Because when you're being mindful to everything that you do, from taking care of your children or just doing the littlest things, from just cleaning up around your house or even talking to a person, be mindful. Because you never know who you may inspire. You never know who you might put that smile on their face. You never know. So be mindful. Be very mindful for a lot of things in your life, because people start to realize, wow, he or she are being mindful of what's going on, or able to listen to me vent, or having just a person to talk to, or just having, you know, just being mindful. You know, because when you do talk to people, or you do, you know, a lot of things with your children or your spouse or whatever the case may be, you don't want to hurt them. You know, you don't want to hurt them with your words because you're feeling hurt. Let that hurt go and be mindful when you speak to that friend or significant other or children or anybody, even a stranger on the street, even if that stranger gets you or you feel upset, be mindful of how you approach a situation. And when I tell you I'm sipping on this tea, it's really good. It's really good that, you know, I wake up in the morning and I, you know, I just give thanks for being able to breathe, to be able to wake up, to be able to see another day. And when you're able to, you know that you're living, live. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't just lay there and do nothing. Get up. I want you to get up. I want you to breathe. Because it gets tired when we hear so many things of we can't breathe because of what's going on, or we can't take it no more. But we have to accept that this is a part of life. We go through our trials and we go through our tribulations. And when we are tested, we're always going to be tested, but we have to be ready. We have to be mindful. And when you're able, you know, to accept these things that go on in your life, it's like you just realize, wow, this is just life, you know? This is, you know, death is a part of life, you know, having, you know, the disease and the famine and everything goes on in life is just, we have to accept it and we have to change it. We can't continue on sitting back and watching. It's time to get up and do something about the situations and changing the situations that you're in, because these are the choices that you make. These are the choices. These are the choices that everybody makes. Nobody, you know, did not force you to do anything that you did not want to do. You made a choice. You made your bed. And you have to lie in that bed that you made. You can't blame it on nobody but yourself. You have to look in yourself and say these things are not solving the situations that I'm in today. How do I solve these situations? And when you're able to solve these situations, things start to go a little smoother because you're able to solve them and look past those. You're able to leave that past behind you and where it is and let it stay there. Because so many people that are close to you aren't willing or open to see you transform, but willing to talk bad about you, about the old you and what you did years ago, but you're not there today. You're not that person that you was today. And many people aren't willing to even open their hearts to see, you know, your transformation or you trying to take steps to bettering who you are. And those are the people that need to be eliminated from out your circle because they don't want to see growth in you. They don't want to see change in you. They still see the old you. You are not the old you. You are taking steps to be a better you. And when you start to become a better you, that's when you realize the ones that don't want to see you better, you eliminate it. You let that old weight that's weighing you down, you let that weight go. And that's what you have to do in your journey, of self-healing, in your journey of acceptance. This is what you do. Just like a couple of weeks, my face has been extremely clear, drinking my water, eating my fruits, you know what I'm saying? Letting go of, you know, loads of sugar. that I know that's going to, you know, break my skin out or, you know, make me feel, you know, my energy is not where it needs to be at. So I got a blemish on my face, and I've accepted it, but I didn't accept it. And the reason why I accepted it, because I accepted it because I know that we have our flaws. We get flaws, but they're only temporary. And the reason why I didn't accept it is because it was my face. You know, I like to take selfies. You know, I like to keep my face. You know, I like it to be seen. And I feel as though that blemish is holding me back and making me want to hide. But I know this is a part of life. This is something that needs to be accepted because we get blemishes. We get flaws. It's temporary. You know, greed, hatred is temporary. Depression is temporary. These things are temporary. Happiness is not temporary. It's a lifestyle. This is a lifestyle. Meditating is a lifestyle. Getting your body up and being healthy is a lifestyle. This is something that's temporary. Giving yourself that longevity is a lifestyle. It is not temporary. So what I've learned from this blemish that came on my face was, first of all, I wasn't supposed to mess with it, which made it bigger. Because I did not accept that blemish on my face. I did not accept that. So it was time for me to accept the fact that it was there. And it's going to be there for, not forever, but for a while. I've accepted that. You know? Because I like to walk out by the house without, you know, with a clear face, nothing on my face. You know, I want you to see that glow and see that light in, not just in my face, but within myself. And I felt like you still cannot see that, but I knew at the end of the day that I was still beautiful with that blemish right there. I still had that glow. I still had that light within myself right there. That blemish does not serve no purpose. And we have to understand that. You know, being when we're in situations and, you know, say for instance, you know, you don't have a job or you're homeless or things is going wrong, understand that this is temporary, and it's up to you to make better choices for you, not for nobody else, you know, not for your friend, not for your mama, not for your dad, you know, for you, because nobody isn't going to know you but you. People can tell you, you know, male, female, you know, like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing this, because that's what they do. You have those ones in your ears that's telling you something else when you know differently about you. You know, me being natural, a lot of people that are close to me don't accept the fact that, you know, I have hairy armpits, you know what I'm saying, and I don't want to shave. This is what I've accepted within myself. How can you tell me what I should and should not do with me? So I want you to accept you, regardless. I want you to take two times a day. Really centering yourself. Really give yourself that time to focus on your breathing and letting go of that monkey mind, because those thoughts should not be there. That depression, that hatred, that greed, that tension, that ugliness that's in your within yourself should not be there, because you are beautiful. You are made for greatness. You are made with a purpose. Never doubt yourself, because you are you. And while we are about to end, just understand, I love you, regardless if you don't know me or not, even if you hate me or you don't. I love you. And I want you guys to look me up on Facebook and Instagram, Naturally Made D, Naturally Made Empress D on my Facebook, and Naturally Made Empress D. And I'm going to be sharing my yoga and my meditation with you on my page. But understand this, I love you, and you should love you too. And keep loving you and letting go of the baggage that is weighing you down, because it doesn't serve you. Understand that you are a beautiful soul. Don't let nobody doubt you of that. You are a blessing to this earth. You are made from the Mother Earth. So you was made with a purpose. You were made with a purpose. You was made with a light. And I want you to keep going and keep pushing, and don't let nothing tear you down. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Because you are a great individual, and you are made differently.